And a story that's been around for a while, we don't talk about it very much for a variety of reasons, but it's going to have to be talked about now, as the parents of the teenage boy who killed four of his classmates, injured six others, and a teacher at Oxford High School in 2021 are appealing their case to the Michigan Supreme Court. If you were to sum it up, they're saying basically, blame our son for the Oxford shooting, not us. And therein begins the topic and the conversation about parental responsibility and a whole bunch of other things. No one better to talk to about it than Detroit area attorney Todd Flood. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent, and I hope you're well and heading into the weekend. And this is coming up now because they are appealing their case again, this time to the Michigan Supreme Court. Fill us in. Teach us.
Well, they're exhausting their appellate rights in the very beginning, trying to preclude a trial on the issue because the district court judge bound them over for trial. The circuit court judge denied their appeal. They took it to the Court of Appeals, and they denied, and now they're going up to the Supreme Court. Here's the question. The question is there proximate cause or the ability for the prosecution to show causation? And the usually in our world, not usually, most of the time, we say crimes are individualized. It's the person that commits the crime. Here, if I give a kid a gun and I know he's spiraling out of control and he's going into some depths of bad behavior, is it reasonably foreseeable that he's going to do something horrendous with this gun? And the answer of common sense is yes, it's reasonably foreseeable. So I don't think, and I read the opinion, the briefs by the defense attorneys, and they're well written, and they bring up good points. But the real matter is, when do you cross the line as a parent? It's not about bad parenting; it's about whether or not you basically supplied someone a gun that you knew was in a bad mental spot. What do you think could happen? And of course, something tragic like this, and I think it's reasonably foreseeable. So it's going to get to a jury, I believe. I believe the Supreme Court will say in common sense, you know, ways, this is, you know, reasonably foreseeable that something really terrible was going to happen with Ethan Crumley, EC, and the parents are on the hook. It's not something where they are, you know, going to basically be scot-free here as not having a jury trial. This is going to go to a jury trial.
What a bunch of waste here. Where do I begin? You're the attorney. I'm the observer. You know what proved them to be guilty, and I can't believe that this keeps going on and on and on and somehow costing us money? First of all, they bought the gun for a son who they knew was having huge mental health issues. If they didn't, they should also be held accountable for being really, really bad parents. But when somebody was doing a shooting at school, they immediately suspected it was their son. Sorry,
yeah, that's right.
End of case is over. Because
that's right.
What parent would automatically suspect that if there's somebody shooting at a school that it's their son, unless they knew he had those kinds of problems and they put a gun in his hand? Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, you hit the nail on the head. Was one of the justices on the Court of Appeals said that exact point in the oral arguments and said the very first thing the father did was go home to search for the gun to see, you know, if it in fact was gone and missing. Of course, he had the inclination and the premonition to understand that his son was disturbed if he's going there, not knowing it was his son, but going to see if his son had the gun, right?
Yep.
You hit the nail on the head. So
when a parent hears that Todd, this drives me crazy, this sort of stuff. It's why I don't talk about it very much. Nobody needs to hear me go crazy. But if you or I heard there was a shooting at our son's school, the first thing we would think about is, oh, my God, I hope our son is okay. Not,
right.
Oh, my God, I hope it wasn't our son shooting everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the question. When does it go from bad parenting to criminal culpability and supplying a gun to this kid and knowing he's disturbed, knowing he's out of control, not caring and allowing him to have that? There is going to be that question of fact for a jury to decide whether or not they're guilty of involuntary manslaughter. I don't think three courts got it wrong.
Yeah, that's another good way to put it. Really, we're not talking about one person, one court. We're talking about three courts. And from everything I could see and hear, Oakland County District Court Judge Julie Nicholson did a fine job. I don't know the other judges' names involved, but...
Yeah, no, all of them did a great job. Yeah. Julie Nichols has been around the block for a while. She wrote a great opinion, and it was kind of spot on. So, you know, hey, the defense is raising their defenses, and we'll see how it goes. We have an interesting court, to say the least, in the Supreme Court, but I believe that this ultimately gets to a question of fact for a jury.
Detroit area attorney, all-around good guy, helps us whenever we call him, and we appreciate that. Todd Flood, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You're too kind. Thanks, Paul W. You too.
We continue on this Friday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, right here at News Talk 760 WJR.